Blog Talk Radio.
You can see my Ustream feed. We are live on Ustream. We are live on Blog Talk Radio right now. This is the livest Rodney Perry Live has ever been. Before we get the show going today, I got to shout out the young lady that was supposed to be my guest for today, April Mason. And we will have April on, but she had a death in her family. And actually, it's kind of a little piece of irony because the young man that did my theme song, Marcus Mason, and April are actually related, so they lost a grandparent, a mutual grandparent. They're actually like cousins. And so send our prayers out to the Mason family, man. Really, really beautiful people, beautiful human beings. And I was looking forward to talking to April today because she's got some great stuff that in her book, Broken But Not Bound, and she's got another book that's coming out. We're live on Ustream right now. Hit my chat room. This is completely listener-driven show today. If y'all on there, if y'all love Rodney Perry Live, this is your chance to talk. If all my comic friends want to see y'all calling in, and we're going to do a feature that we did last time that I did a show like this, what we're going to do, I see you, John Byrd. What's up, big dog? Let me tell y'all about John Byrd. First of all, John Byrd is one of them cats. First of all, he's been doing his thing a long time. When I met John Byrd, he was, I think, in college, and he booked myself, Joey Wells, who else was on that show, man? A bunch of us way back in the day, and we went down to UC Santa Barbara and really got a chance to make a great friend. Like, everybody that's a promoter ain't whack, and this dude's one of them good cats. Thank you for tuning in, my man, John Byrd. Hey, I see you picked up some weight too, JB, huh? I was on your Facebook page the other day. I was like, that don't even look like John Byrd. You understand? Hey, but hey, we all got to get it in, though. Hey, I've been on that P90X for the last, like, you know, I'm probably 4 days in. I got to yoga. Don't get mad at me, Jay Bird. Hey, I got to the yoga part, and I've been avoiding the yoga. But what I promise y'all, I'm going to do the yoga today, all 90 minutes. You know what I'm saying? All night. Matter of fact, I might even Ustream the yoga exercise because I know nobody believes that I'm going to get it in. Shouts out to my assistant, Madeline. Do me a favor. Hit my mom's up. Let her know we on live right now. I got to have my mom come in, call in. The number, the call-in number, 718-305-6383. If you want to call in to Rodney Perry Live, we are completely live today. We're talking about everything. We're talking NBA championship. We talking LeBron James. We talking Kobe Bryant. What's next? You know, I want to talk about that, man, because nobody's really talking about what's next. Man, I'm so glad LeBron got this monkey off his back. I'm just happy for this cat, man. I'm happy for his hairline. You know, it seemed like his hair grew in a little bit, you know, after the game. So let's do this. Let's do this. Before we get going, let me do this. I got to shout out the Roddy Perry schedule. The tour date's coming up. Now, my comedy workshop I'm doing in Los Angeles, that is July 7th at the J-Spot. July 7th, I'll be doing my comedy workshop. If you ever had a chance, I've only done it one other time. I did one here in Atlanta. This will be my first time doing it in Los Angeles. I know it's a lot of great comedians out there, and maybe you could benefit from my years of expertise. So it's my comedy workshop, the Rodney Perry Comedy Workshop, at the J-Spot, and it'll be from 3 to 6. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the 7th. Now, the 6th and 7th, I'm performing at the J Spot. One show each night. It's going to be crazy. Make sure you do not miss this. It's going to be one of the most awesome performances that I've put down in Los Angeles. So I'm looking forward to going there. July 21st, the National Dental Hygienist Association. I'll be in Boca Raton, Florida. You don't want to miss that. We're going to get it in. And then July 9th through the 15th, I'm in Japan for the Japan military tour. And we got some more dates. You can check out the website and see what's going on with Rodney Perry, everything that we're doing. I want y'all to call in. Who is in my chat room? Let me check out my chat room. A-Money is in the building. A-Money, give us a call. I was with guests on your show. You are more than welcome to come on mine. The number is 718-305-6383. It's Rodney Perry. We're going in today, and you can't go in without playing some great music. Hey, y'all, these are my boys. This song gets the party cracking every single time. Belle Biv DeVoe. It's Poison.
Automatic and freezing, full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Jill?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I'm a born you.
I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah.
Yo. Situation is
serious.
Let's kill it, cause we're running out of time.
Celebrate.
A dog! Poison.
What up, y'all? This is Roddy Perry, and it is Roddy Perry all the way live. We completely live. We live on Ustream. You can go to RodneyPerry.com. You can see me right now. See me. You can see me. And a lot of people don't understand about this Blog Talk forum. It happens all over the forum, so all over the telephone. So as I'm looking at you on Ustream, I'm broadcasting live to thousands of people simultaneously. And it is going in. Thanks to everybody who's hitting my Twitter feed. I see y'all. I see y'all seeing me. It's crazy. We live right now. Let me shout some of y'all out. Javania Powell, Veronica J. Fox. I see you. Timmy Hall, I see you. That's my man right there. Olden Polonese, I see you. We on live right now, OP. Hey, man, hit Olden Polonese. Tell him to call me. Call me right now. Olden Polonese, NBA legend. Give me a call, man. We getting it in. This is Roddy Perry. We are live right now. And we're going to the lines. Hey, Money. Hey, Money, you on the line live. Roddy Perry live.
Hi, Mr. Roddy Perry. We miss you.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? I want to, first of all, thank you for having me on your show. I had a great time chatting with you, and man, you be getting it in. You had who'd you have this week?
I didn't have. Oh, I had Juvie D this week. Sorry about that, Juvie D.
Juvie D. That sounds like a rapper.
Yes, he is a rapper. And I also had the Kush Talk Movement call in again. That is 12-time multi-platinum producer Keith Klizard, along with his whole Team Mashing team. And, of course, I Team Mash all day long on Twitter, Roddy Perry. You know, it goes live. But can't nobody Twitter faster than Mr. Roddy Perry.
You know,
nobody
can tweet. I rarely tweet from my phone. So if I'm tweeting, I'm usually sitting at my computer. And I used to be a secretary when I was in the Navy, so I can type pretty good. So it's hard to help.
I see. And I'm like, how do he get all of his words in and mine get cut off?
Oh, yeah. I got a pretty good gauge of that 100 and X amount of characters that you get. But, hey, since
yes.
Calling in, let me ask you this. NBA was incredible this year. Who was you going for?
Of course, you already know I was going for the Heat.
Okay. How happy were you when to see LeBron, even if you're not a LeBron fan, how happy was you to see him get this ring and get that monkey off his back?
I am a LeBron fan, and I don't care what Ohio say. I was born in Ohio. We have to stand up for our people, you know, and he did his thing. He'll continue to do his thing, and that's just it.
Wow. Hey, another quick question. Okay, LeBron James, you from Ohio, Ohio player. I mean, was you mad at first, though?
No, because, you know, that's his life, you know what I'm saying? I'm not doing him no favors by bashing him at all. And I don't know what happened behind the scenes or whatever. And I just feel like this, however he did it, I guess he had to do it the way he was going to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Things happen. You know, shit happens, and we can't
shit.
Control it, and neither can he. So, no, well, I was never mad at him. I just really wasn't.
Wow. Hey, well said. Hey, Money, stay on the line. Keep listening. This is Roddy Perry. We live right now. Go to my website, RodneyPerry.com. You can see the Ustream feed right now, and we got people calling in. We talking about the Heat. We talking about OKC, what's next for them. We talking about NBA, and we talking about LeBron hairline. I might even have an interview with LeBron hairline. Let me see if I can get LeBron hairline to call in. Carl King, you on live with Roddy Perry. Live, man. What's going on?
What's going on with you, man?
Hey, man, it's Eddie B. Eddie B just logged
did
in.
Did you hear the room?
I see you, Eddie B. Thank you for hollering at your boy today. Carl, man, Heat Oklahoma, first of all, before we get going.
You know, and the craziest thing about this, Rodney, everything I can talk about it all day, I don't know anything about sports, brother. I'm a comedy dude. I push comedy shows. I'm funny. I don't know nothing about sports. I'm the wrong guy.
Well, you got, okay, well, how you feel about LeBron hairline then?
Okay. Now, I'm saying it looked good way back there, man. You know what I'm saying? It does. He just got a tattoo in the front, get a widow's peak, he be all right.
I think it's about time he should cut it off, man. You know, my good friend, Akintunde Warnock, anybody know Ak? No, Ock had a healthy head of hair for many years, and Ock, you know, it started getting light. He has pain in his scalp and everything. You know, I mean, if you ever start losing your hair, what is you going to cut it off?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the truth. Honestly, brother, I got hair to the middle of my back, and I don't know if you remember when we met. But if I lost it, I'm just going to push it all to the front because I don't know what's up under all this. I might have enough corners on my head. I need stop signs. I don't know what's going to happen under here, bro.
You going to do the black comb over?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm just going to look like a complete idiot, you know what I'm saying? But that's the route I'm going to have to go because I can't imagine not having hair on my head.
Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. Hey, Eddie B, give me a call, man. If you're on the line, you're on Ustream, give me a call, 718-305-6383. Let me tell y'all something. We are completely live. We're live than ever before. Hey, Carl, stay on the line, man. I'm coming back to you in a few minutes.
I got to, because I need to holler at you, too.
Hey, cool. Hey, Sharon Ford, you on Roddy Perry Live. What's up, Sharon? Where you at?
Hey, Rodney. I'm actually on the highway going back to Albany, Georgia.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Now, what's 229? What's that error code?
Albany, Georgia. That's South Georgia.
Oh, okay. Don't jump on me like that now, Sharon. Now we're talking about NBA action. A lot of women are really getting into NBA, and the big thing this week was they was talking about Title IX, which allowed women to be able to get scholarships in college sports. What's your take on our ladies in sports nowadays?
Oh, I'm all for it. I'm a tomboy myself, so I'm all for it. But I do have a recommendation for LeBron James Hairline.
Okay.
I have a friend that works in that has a shop called Hair Stimulations in Atlanta. They're tattoo artists, and they will cover all that up for him for a fee, and it'll just make it look so natural so he don't even have to worry about that no more.
How you going to tattoo some hair on?
Go to www.highstepstimulation.com, and it actually regrows your hair. It'll tell you all about it. I promise you, it'll take care of all of that. Just go there and check it out.
You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm definitely going to do that. You said hair stimulation. Get a
hair stimulation.
Anything can happen.
It grows it back as well, and it fills it in, all the bald spots and et cetera. And you know I'm talking to you, and I'm actually lost. I'm down here in Griffin, Georgia.
Girl, you better get off this dog on phone.
No, I'm going to talk as I go. You know I can do that.
Okay.
And you're supposed to be having me on your show soon. You ain't hit me back. You know I'm going to hurt you.
What you want to talk about, Sharon?
You know I was the one that did with at the Heat Awards.
The who?
Now you remember me. The Heat Awards.
The Heat Awards.
Yes.
I don't know what the hell you talking about, Sharon.
Oh, you want me to put you on blast?
Please put me on blast. Remind me.
The Heat Awards where we took pictures, and I was supposed to come on and soon to talk about my book.
Oh, okay. And your book is about what?
What really goes on in the workplace.
Okay, well, let's talk about it, Sharon. What the hell goes on?
You would be surprised. The first chapter opened up talking about the strip club.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Sharon. Now, what goes on in the strip club that we don't already know about?
No, boo-boo. You're talking from an ex-stripper. I really tell you what really went on in the strip club.
Well, Sharon, you can't tell us you're an ex-stripper. You got to send us a picture so I can put it up.
No,
I know
boo-boo.
You got some dirty little pictures in your phone. Send us a picture so I can put it up. People can see Sharon.
You're not going to see me back. I'm just going to tell you what went on back in the day.
What type of stuff going, you know, behind the scenes of the strip club?
Oh, my God. You got underage people. You got the manager sleeping with the dancers. You got people doing cocaine in front of you. I mean, I shut it off.
Of course. Hey, you know what, Sharon? We got to have you on. We got to talk about the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. And I love that. That's a great concept. Hey, Madeline, holler at Sharon. We're going to hook you up. You coming on the show, and we're going to devote, you know, about 20 or 30 minutes to your book, all right?
Okay.
Where can people get the book now?
It'll be out in about 3 months. I'm doing the shooting the cover tomorrow.
Are you going to be dressed?
Oh, yes. I even got a nice model for the women on there.
Oh, Lord. Don't put no
I'm
naked
gonna
man on.
I'm
going to
even wear the dress
no
that you and I took the picture in. I'm going to wear that same dress.
Okay, well, you know I'm kind of sexy. All right. Hey, Sharon, hold on the line. This is Roddy Perry. We all the way live. We are opening up the lines. The lines are going crazy right now. 801, I'm coming to you. You live on Roddy Perry Live. 801.
Hello.
810, I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic. 810, what's up, dog? 810.
What's going on, baby? You already know who this is coming from the 810, baby.
That sound like Irby.
This Irby, baby.
Man, let me tell y'all something. Irby and I joined the United States Navy some 20-some years ago together, and we were in boot camp, and now he's got his own clothing line. He's doing his thing. Tell me about the clothing line, Irby.
Man, I got the clothing line out as Einswear. That's an acronym. It's EINS, and that stands for Every Individual Needs Style. You know what I'm saying?
EINS, Every Individual Needs Style. I like that, Einswear. And
yes,
you specialize in, like, casual attire, like jeans and button-down shirts and stuff like that?
We got the button downs coming out. We got those in the projects right now. We hadn't quite came out with them yet. We came out with some button downs in our ladies lines, but right now we're just concentrating on the guys right now, just tops. Every now and then we might come out with some jeans, but we're kind of top heavy right now, working on the tops right now.
Now you ain't gonna have no skinny jeans, is you?
Man, hell no.
Hey, let me tell you something. If I see some iron skinny jeans, I'm going to have to slap you in the damn face.
Hey, man, please do, man, because you know I ain't even cut like that. Man, I can't, you know, I can't do it if I can't wear it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Enough said, man.
I got to be able to represent it.
Father's Day just passed. I know you're a father, man. How was your Father's Day, bro?
Hey, man, Father's Day was great, man. You know, I woke up and seen it, and, you know, that was the biggest gift that you could have right there, you know, with your kids saying Happy Father's Day and all that, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to be dead that day. Hey, let me ask you this, dog. Miami Heat, OKC, I'm looking for the OKC fans because I was finding them. It wasn't hard to find them 3 days ago. Now I can't even find a damn OKC fan. Tell me you're an OKC fan.
Hey, man, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I didn't give a fuck. Can I talk on here?
You the guy.
Hey, man, I cared about one thing, IP.
Yeah.
And that was my man, Juwan Howard, man, one time for the Fast Five, baby.
Oh, shout out to Juwan Howard.
Shout out to Juwan Howard.
19 years in the league, finally getting his ring, man. Very happy for that dude. And you know what I like? He damn near 40 years old, and he didn't even have to break a sweat.
He ain't break a sweat, man. But, you know, he paid his dues earlier, though. You know, he's been balling since Fab Five, man. You know, he outlasted all of them.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Hey, man. Hey, well said. Hey, man. Thanks for the call. Irby, stay on the line. Keep listening. It's Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. The call-in number, 718-305-6383. My man from Bubble Guts Radio, show some love for Washington, D.C.'s own Mr. Eddie B. What's up, Eddie B?
Rodney Perry. What's up, homie?
Hey, man. Hey, y'all, let me tell y'all about Eddie Bryant. First of all, one of the coldest comics to grace the stage. Not only is he a fabulous comedian, but he's also an excellent businessman. Man, you know, what was most impressive when we connected Eddie B's, man, you was a guy that had probably just gotten the game and you had your own club. I think that's so awesome, man. What's happening now? What you got going on? And how can people find you?
Oh, man, you know, I got a little website, comedianeddiebryant.com. They can email me and all that. I got a radio show, Bubble Guts Radio. You have found an OKC fan, okay, because Durant is from D.C., so, you know, be holding it down for him. I wanted him to win. He'll get another shot. He's going to get a lot of chances.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we was, like, all in it. LeBron, he just need that Dr. Miracles and put that thing on his forehead when he go to sleep. And maybe, you know what I'm saying, he'd be able to get it together. But that thing was...
Hey, Eddie B, man, them guys played a hell of a series. The ball bounced a different way on a couple of plays, and they really could have won. You know, at least still be playing. What are you gonna do now that the NBA going off though? I watched WNBA all day yesterday.
Oh, you like the man face basketball player? Okay, well that's cool. I mean, you know.
So wait a minute, what you call him?
The man faces.
You wrong, Eddie B.
How's that wrong, man? I mean, I went to see the Mystics play. We got the Mystics here, and I'm trying to tell you, I mean, those are some lovely looking men. I mean, women, I mean, you know what it is, golly.
know you're wrong for that, but you're so right.
Mine, Rodney. Come on, man. Golly. I can't hold hands with her. My hand is in the middle of her hand.
Oh, okay. Ain't that kind of embarrassing? They big. Now, Mario Chalmers stepped up for the Heat. What happened to your boy, Big Beard Mohawk, for OKC? I can't even think his name no more.
Harden. You talk about Harden. All right. Well, I mean, he coming off the bench, yeah. And, you know, I think that the hit that he took from Meta World Peace kind of kicked in at the end. He couldn't take the excitement. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't get his hands. It's like, golly, they kept hitting the boy in the head. So he's all discombobulated. He worked it out, though. I mean, it was just like they was getting all the fouls. No free throws was falling through. Just all the fundamentals just fell apart under the pressure. I think that's their first time in the finals, which was a good shot, you know what I'm saying, a real – they young. And they was running them old dudes. You see the way they went at the Spurs.
They went so hard at the Spurs. The Spurs is still on the other end of the court right now.
Yeah. Holding their chest and everything. I was like, I don't understand. But, you know, I'm a Wizards fan first. But, you know, OKC, I was going for them in the finals because the Wizards ain't going to never get to the playoffs.
No, don't say that. It's going to take a while. You
got
to think.
They got beat by the high school last week on the street ball jump. Man, them dudes, man.
But think about it. OKC wasn't – I mean, they won like 4 games 4 years ago.
Right.
You know,
right,
that the Wizards
have been doing that for 20 years.
You know, you never know.
We need to get something. Who's your main squad? Who's your main squad?
Now, I'm a Chicago Bulls fan. You know, I lived in L.A. for many years, so I love the Lakers, but I'm a Bulls fan first.
Okay. Yeah. See, y'all got a bad, you know, your main
don't look
guy.
Good. They say that D-Rose may be out, you know, indefinitely. So, you know, we don't know what the hell is going on.
Wow. For real?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I hope they do something, man. You know what I'm saying? I want you to come on Bubble Guts Radio, too. Whenever you're ready to come on, just let me know. I want you to get on the joint here and lunch. I'm going to play your –
When y'all broadcast?
Wednesdays from 1 to 3.
You know what? We're going to put you on hold. My assistant, Madeline, going to get the information. I'm going to come on, dog. That's easy.
My man.
Hey, y'all, that's Eddie Bryant out of D.C., one of the coldest comics in the game. Thanks for calling in, Eddie B. Hey, thank y'all for checking in the chat room. We off the chain. We 30 minutes into the show, and y'all are incredible. Who I got on the line from Louisiana, you are on live with Roddy Perry Live. Mama? Or is it JT?
Hello?
Johnny Vance.
What up?
What's up, homeboy?
Chilling. I just called in and see what y'all was talking about. Y'all talking about that game, huh?
We talking about that game. We talking about them Miami Heat. We talking about LeBron hairline. Now, JT, you got a strong hairline. What can LeBron do to help take his hairline to the next level?
All I wear is hats, so that's probably what he needs to do.
How you going to wear a hat during the game?
Hey, he can start it. You know, I noticed he wears a headband. He wears it's a Jordan brand headband, but he wears it inside out.
Oh, is that what it is? That's why he does that?
Yeah. I don't think he wears Jordan, but I saw him put it on inside out. You know, he can't show the logo or nothing like that, but I thought that was interesting.
I noticed that he have his headband turned inside out. But I didn't know that was a Jordan headband. And maybe Jordan the only one make a headband big enough to fit his head.
Exactly.
Hey, Johnny Vance, stay on the line, man. I got one of my dudes about to call in. You know what I'm going to do? Before I bring him on, let's take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk to one of the coldest comics in the game, y'all. I've toured with this brother, and you've probably seen him on the Monique Show. When we come back, we coming on our man. I ain't going to tell y'all who it is.
What's up, world? Thanks for tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Don't forget to follow Rodney on Twitter, @RodneyPerry. And for all your Rodney Perry updates, text Rodney Perry with no spaces to 41411. That's Rodney Perry. Mash that thing together and text it to 41411. Now, back to the show.
it's Rodney Perry.
All right, y'all, we back. This is Rodney Perry, Rodney Perry Live. I want to thank everybody who's called in so far today. Carl King, my man, A Money, Sharon Ford, Eddie B, and I got to bring this dude in, ladies and gentlemen. My friend, funny dude. You may have seen him on the Spread the Love tour with Miss Monique. You may have seen him where he travels extensively around the country on his own. You may have seen him carrying his two-year-old around Walmart. Show some love. He got his own radio show. Mr. Tone X, what's up, X?
What's going on, man?
Hey, we live on Ustream right now. We live on Blog Talk Radio. We double live today. How you doing? I just got on the phone with Eddie B. We talking about them Heat. We talking about OKC. We talking about LeBron hairline. What you want to weigh in on first?
Let me tell you something. First of all, let me shout you out, okay, because I got you right here on the laptop. You coming through them Dre beats. You're banging. A lot of bass coming through that Ustream today. Okay, my two-year-old was supposed to be laying down London Bundy. I told him stay up and watch Uncle Rodney because obviously your uncle doing way better than your daddy. I ain't got you stream nothing. You understand what I'm telling you? Look at your uncle so you're going to spy to be something. Your daddy drinking Merlot in the middle of the day eating a bean pie slice. What the hell is going on with my life? And listen, let me shout out my man Eddie B because I'll be following him on that Bubble Guts. Eddie B.
Let me get him on here. Eddie B, you on Tone X?
Eddie B.
I dropped the call, but he's still listening. He on the Ustream feed too.
Well, I'll be following him on that Bubba Guts, and he need to get me on that Bubba Guts radio. Anything to get me out this house and away from my wife for at least an hour and a half. You understand me?
X man, your wife. She got her own company, Y Square Management. I know something is going on big. What y'all doing over there at Y Square?
She trying to get be a part of this $250,000 grant that they got going on for local businesses that they're doing. It's called Mission Small Business, and I believe it's with Chase. And if you go and look at missionsmallbusiness.com, you'll see it pop up. And just go down and scroll down to the bottom where it says support. Just go click on that. Type in Y Square, YSQUARE Management, and vote for my wife. They need 250 votes to be considered for a $250,000 grant. So, you know.
If you get 250 votes and get $250,000, that's a win.
You know what I mean? But it's $250,000 of grant money. You know, I know the white folks smarter than to just give somebody $250,000 check and say go run your business. They know that's going to the left.
Okay, and the name of the website one more time, X.
Name of the business, Y Square Management. YSQUARE Management, man. And what's the website we go to vote? Yeah, go to the website, missionsmallbusiness.com. That's all you gotta go. That's under Chase.
Chase Bank. The name of the website is missionsmallbusiness.com.
Yeah.
Y'all check that out, man. X, happy belated Father's Day. You got two boys over there. What they do for you, man?
Hey, man, just make me realize that it ain't about me. It's about them. You know, they take all the selfishness away. You ain't doing nothing for you. You're doing everything for them, so you can leave something behind besides an old-ass car. And, you know, and about $500-$600 in two accounts. That's what you're trying to do. You understand?
Let me tell you something.
You're trying to make it in trouble.
I'm leaving nothing but debt.
Don't do that to your kids.
Let me tell you something. I want them to be sure, have some resilience. I want them to say, man, you know what my daddy left me? Nothing.
That's better than saying my daddy left me a package, and when I didn't know what to do with it, I took it to the cops, and now I'm doing 20 years.
don't take it to the cops. Whatever you do, don't take it to the cops. I know you was rooting for them Miami Heat.
I was on them Heat, Rodney. Because listen, I'm from Charlotte. What was I going to do with the Bobcats? We hoping that next year Michael Jordan run the one and his hologram play the two to help us out.
Wait a minute. First of all, can I say this, and no disrespect to Michael Jordan, the greatest player of all time.
Go ahead.
But I don't believe Michael Jordan know what the hell he's doing as a GM.
Let me tell you something, Rodney. Henry Ford didn't know nothing about cars, but he put the right people around him who did, and you see what happened. Obviously, he ain't got the right people around him. I wish he would hurry up and find them, okay? The uniforms are nice. They got new uniforms. They got fresh uniforms. Now you need some fresh players, okay, to be in them, all right? Because 2K12 callers said they're not even going to be on 2K13.
No,
the Charlotte Bobcats going to be on EA Sports 2K13 D-League edition. That's where you're going to find them.
2K13 D-League?
They putting the Charlotte Bobcats on there. But they ain't putting no names on the back of the jersey because at any minute, Mike could trade them. So you just play with what you got.
Hilarious. Hey, y'all, I'm talking to Tonex. Tonex, now you're a true Carolina boy, Charlotte, all up in that area, many years on the radio in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with Cam Newton? And what y'all going to do in football this year? Y'all look real good.
Let me tell you something. Got to shout out to Port City. Wilmington, North Cockenback, that's where it all started right there. That's the home front. And you talking about Cam Newton. First of all, I should have made him T-shirts last year that said, you Cam Right. But my wife told me.
You Cam Right?
You Cam Right. My wife told me you need a trademark. They're going to lock you up. I said, Yolanda, that's New York. Ain't nobody running. Don't care about nobody selling no T-shirts. I could have killed him in the head. You understand? But Cam Newton is going to be a talent. This year, this is what I love about him. He already came out publicly and was like, listen, I'm trying to be a better teammate. Huh?
He came out?
No, I mean, when I say he came out, I'm talking about the statement.
Okay.
not like that. No, sir. No, sir. Not like that. No, it's not so. Not so at all. What I meant by when he came out to the public expressing his love of the game and how he wanted to be a better teammate, also how he wanted to do more and be more visible in the community and embrace the community. So, you know, since I think about a week after the season ended, he went and pulled a LeBron. He's been on somebody's field throwing. He's been in somebody's film room watching. He's been in somebody's playbook reading. He's trying to take it to the next level. A lot of people are saying, yeah, it was Lady Luck on his side. You know what I mean? He's not that good. But listen, he is that good, and he's only going to get better. And Carolina, you have to keep your eye on Carolina this year, especially if your boy Plexico fall up in there.
They talking about Plexico. They say Plexico loves Charlotte. They say it's going to be a great year. AX, I got to get some more callers in, man. Hang on the line. Lay in the cut. This is Rodney Perry. We double live. Go to my website, Rodney Perry, RodneyPerry.com. You can see me live right now. I'm on Ustream, broadcasting on Ustream. And I gotta bring in my mama. Mama, you on the line, Rodney Perry live.
I just cooked some crowder peas and some hot sauce chicken wings and some hot water cornbread and green onion.
Well, now what's a crowder pea, mama?
Crowder pea is a brown pea. It look like a purple herb, but they all good, very tasty.
So what you put in there? You use some meat to season that up? Are you old school? You still cooking with pork?
And saute some onions, pour the frozen peas over them, and let them roll with 2 cups of water. I put hot sauce in everything today. Everything was hot sauce.
You like to have a little kick up on it. Now, Mama, do you still cook with that pork?
I didn't have none. I had bacon.
Mama, bacon is pork.
Well, it ain't heavy pork. You talking about pork, hot, what's the name of that stuff?
Like a salt pork.
Salt pork, not that. We ain't got no more of that.
Hold on, let me check with X. He's our resident Muslim. Let me check with X to see if it's okay. X.
As soon as I heard your mama say bacon, I flatlined. Okay? I just want you to know that. My son just bought the defibrillator from upstairs and got me back. I flatlined. But look, I love your mama, okay? Like my second mama right there.
Right.
She want to go ahead and use that bacon. She can use bacon. I give her a Elijah Muhammad pass today.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. X. Hey, hey, Mama, how you doing right now?
I got a kind of a riddle for your audience.
Riddle me this, my mama said.
How do you start a prayer in the middle of the prayer with one word?
How do you start a prayer in the middle of a prayer with one word? I don't know. Should I take some callers on that?
Ask that Muhammad man. He ought to know.
You talking about Tone X? Tone X.
Ask him.
Tone X, how do you say a prayer in the middle of a prayer with one word?
Well, when she said one word, I was flatlined again because Asalaamu Alaikum is three. So I was like, wait a minute. It's actually two, but most people spell it like three. So I said, wait a minute. I don't know. I would say God.
But wrong.
Okay, you're wrong. Okay.
I like her buzzer.
Let's go to Sharon Ford. Sharon, the riddle. The riddle, Sharon, I'm coming to you. Now, what's the riddle again, Mama?
How do you start a prayer in the middle of a prayer with one word?
Hallelujah.
No, man.
Hallelujah. That was a good one, though, Sharon. Hang on. Mom, you got to give us the answer, because I got all my audience is heathens.
It's therefore.
Therefore?
Yeah.
So that means you stop and change directions on the prayer.
You in the middle when you start. Therefore. Something happened before. And something happened after, therefore.
So let me go on and tell y'all what's going on. My mama is currently in seminary, so she knows stuff about the Bible that the average person don't know. Mama, did you watch the NBA finals with LeBron James and the young man from OKC, Kevin Durant? Did you watch that?
I don't watch staged events.
What?
That was staged.
Wait a minute, you feel like it was staged? This is late-breaking news.
Yeah, but you knew they were going to win the game, didn't you?
But you think so? You think they set it all up?
Now, you got winners out there. These three together, powerful dynamite trio.
Yeah.
They can't lose.
The rat pack.
It's like you and your neck hitting the stage at the same time. Y'all going to win. You already know.
We can't help but win.
You winners.
All right, Mom. Now, you know, I said I was going to make this my business. I ain't told you about this yet. But, I want you to find a companion. So what you looking for in a companion as you get into your golden years?
I don't know if I really want a companion.
I mean, don't you want somebody, you know, to dust you off every once in a while?
No, not with them contaminated utensils they got. No, sir.
Contaminated?
Yeah, they contaminated.
But so you gotta have something in mind, though, Mom. What they need to be a nice. You want somebody God fearing, of course.
Yeah, maybe.
Somebody attractive that you think is good looking.
Yeah, intelligent.
And intelligent. So doesn't matter how old he is. Are you a cougar?
Basically, I think I am because that's what these 40-year-olds keep after me. I don't know why.
Wait a minute, Mama. I'm 40.
I know, but they after me. I don't know why.
Well, you ain't a bad-looking woman, neither.
They don't believe I'm 60 because I'm a little person.
60 years old?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
You know what, Mama? I love you.
Yeah, well, love me in the right way.
Well, consider it done. Hey, hang on the line, Mom. I'm going to come back to you. We're going to Houston, Texas. My man, Ezra. Ezra, you on the line. Rodney Perry live. Ezra.
What's going on, big dog?
Man, I ain't talked to you in a while, man. How you doing down there in Texas?
Oh, man, trying to recover from this surgery I had. I'm doing my rehab. And
Ezra, what happened, baby boy?
Oh, man, I split my thigh bone, man. And I had to go in, man, and get chopped up for a bit.
How you do that? I mean, or do I want to know?
Oh, man, it's, you know, back in the day balling and then just trying to be young again, and it just split on me.
So your thigh, we talking about the bone, the biggest bone in your body that's right in your thigh, that bone?
That big old thigh bone, yeah, it broke, man. Shoot, they had to cut me.
Man, I bet that's some pain right there.
Yeah, Doc, I felt like winning. I ain't want to get in that tub. Look here, they put you on some laser jewelry, Doc. You feel good, too. But, it's healing real well, man. It's healing real well. I'm going to be back on stage July 13th.
Hey, man, hey, I'm wishing you a speedy recovery, man. We sending a prayer out to you and your family, man. I hope you feel better real soon, bro.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. I've been listening, man, but like I say, yeah, I'll be groggy in half hour, but, you know, I'm going to follow you and support you every chance I get.
Hey, man, get well first, and then we'll work everything else out. Andrew, did you get a chance to watch any of the Heat OKC series?
Man, I watched every bit of it, Doc. I was rooting for the Heat. I watched every bit of it. But
I would think because you're right there in Texas, you would have been an OKC fan.
No, man, this is how I did it. I'm a type of guy, man, I like to see good things happen to certain people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was rooting not for LeBron because LeBron, you know, he got opportunities to get other rings. But I wanted Juwan Howard to walk away with some hardware before it was all over.
Yeah.
So
you know, we talked about that earlier. Me and Eddie B talked about that. It's a good look for Juwan. And, you know, it's a good look for them other dudes. It was some dudes walked up with Heat jerseys. I don't even know their name.
Look at the ones that didn't even get the suit up, was dancing behind LeBron with them suits on.
Hey, they get a ring, baby. They get a ring. Hey, Ezra, I got a bunch of callers, man, calling in, man. I'm going to come back to you, man. Hang on the line.
All right.
Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry Live. Y'all tuned in to one of the coldest shows alive. We double live today. I want to shout out everybody watching on Ustream. Go to my website, RodneyPerry.com. You can watch it live from my website. And I'm going to my girl, Tasha. Tasha, you on with Rodney Perry.
Man, hey, what's going on?
What's going on with you?
Man, where you been?
I've been trying to get it in.
I know. I'm trying to get it in, too.
So what's up, Tasha?
Wait a minute. We're on the air where we can't be discussing that kind of get it in stuff.
No, nah, we ain't getting that in. No, not on the air.
No, I was calling in. Your information came in through my phone. So why you carry on live? I said,
yeah.
Let me call in and get him.
Yeah, we talking about Miami Heat, OKC, NBA. We talking about LeBron
OKC,
hairline. Whatever you want to talk about. What you want to talk about, Tasha?
The wrong team won, obviously.
Oh, so you're an OKC fan?
Who did you go with? Huh? Who did you go with?
I was looking out for them Heat because, you know, I tried to keep my allegiance in the East, but you was rooting for OKC.
No, OKC. That's all right. They're still winners in my book.
So what do you, I mean, Tasha, for real, what do you think happened to them guys?
Why they started playing like high school girls maybe towards the end, I have no idea. What happened? They started out fine. But what happens when I didn't look at them, time I left the room, everything went down.
So you messed it up.
I think I did. Right now I messed it up. I apologize to all the OKC fans. I messed it up when I left out of the room.
Well, you next time don't leave out of the room. Hey, Tasha, thanks for calling. You hang on the line. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. Mama, I got something for you. You understand me?
Yes, sir. What is it, darling?
Something for you, Mama. I was sitting here when I was preparing for this show. My girl April Mason, she had to cancel. So when I was preparing for this show, I wanted to make sure that I had something for my mom. We on Ustream. We live. Y'all check this out. This is one of my mama's favorite artists all time. Y'all hang on. Mr. Al.
Al Green, baby.
But
Tuesday, y'all.
It's Roddy Perry. We're back live. Roddy Perry completely live, all the way live. And we're getting it in today. So hopefully y'all been having a good time. We're live on Ustream. We are live on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to call in, holler at me, please feel free to hit me up. We are getting it in. The number is 718-305-6383. 718-305-6383. And, man, we coming down the home stretch of this show for today. I wanted to call one of my celebrity friends. That's one of my new features on the show. Roddy Perry calls his celebrity friends. So let me see if I can get one of my friends on the line. Hold on. I got the number right here. All right, we lost Sharon.
Hey, this is me. I'll leave a message, but if you want to access me quicker, you can text. Thank you so much. Really.
Hey, Kim, it's your boy Roddy Perry. I'm live on the air right now on my radio show. I just wanted to make an impromptu call or holler at you, but you are not available. So, all right, bye. Hope all is well. I love you. Be good. We out. I'm about to hang up everything. Okay, let me get that out of here. I'm about to hang up everything. Let's go back through my calls today, man. It's been an incredible show. Carl King, what's going on with your world, man? What can people look for you, find you, see you doing what you do?
Well, actually, the biggest thing I'm trying to put together now is something for January 19th, and I need to holler at you about that because I'd love you to be on the show. I got some money for you, baby. So that's the biggest thing I got coming up. But I come back in the fall with Cluffed Up Comedy at my smaller venue, and we good. Just finished up for the season. I'm happy, man.
Hey, man, congratulations on all your success, man. You're welcome to hit us up. Madeline is my assistant. You can send us an email, rodney@rodneyperry.com, and we'll get the business going.
I got all your numbers, baby, but I most definitely will. Not a problem.
My man. Hey, thanks for calling in, bro.
All right, God bless.
Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. Tone X, what's going on, baby?
I'm trying to keep the lights on. You know how we do.
Well, you doing that. That's easy. You got the lights on.
Hey, look here. Let me tell some of your followers to come follow me over here at Tone X Comedy. You understand where the motto is, don't just like me, don't just follow me, book me.
Come on, dog.
Okay?
Hey,
don't
I
just
like
follow
that.
Me. Don't just follow me, book me.
Book me. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like that. Don't like me. Don't just follow me. Book me, or I'll punch you in your damn face. Is that the rest of it?
I haven't been on that T9X long enough to add that last part yet.
X, I'm at the yoga day, baby. This is my point of no return. If I can get past the day, I think I can make it.
If you do that whole hour and a half, you got it. I cheat them. I get about an hour and 10 minutes, and that's it.
That's a lot, though, dude. My wife did 15 minutes. It hurt her back.
That's not right. Something was not being done correctly. That's not right. It's not supposed to go like that.
Ed, can I get this before we get out of here? I'm about to put a beat on.
Uh oh.
And I want to see if I can get a little freestyle. I'm gonna start it off. Hold on. This is one of my favorite joints.
Uh oh.
Here it comes. Hey, Perry. Silent. Yeah. Hey, I'm Rodney and I'm live on the radio. You can see me on my website, that's for sure. I've never slowed down, I won't quit. My name is Rodney, I suggest you do this. Listen up, each and every Monday, I don't know. My name is Rodney Perry, and want me to do because I'm doing what I like to do.
Freestyle now.
It's your freestyle, eh?
It ain't gonna be an echo on that beat.
Don't worry about the echo.
Alright, here I go. Here we go. They say that the best things in life are free. So follow me on Tone X Comedy on Twitter. My mom told me before she left here that one of these years would be my year. Now I'm trying to find my way so clear. Kinda like this carrot that I got sitting in my left ear. If any of y'all are listening, understand. It's hard to be a humble when they say you're the man. Most cats don't plan to fail. They ain't got a plan. So on two legs of my fam, that's where I stand. I'm HD, just like when I'm on that camcorder. I'm the voice of the youth, that's true. It ain't nothing sexy than having a little loot and gator shoes and a nice custom suit when you're standing on stage trying to show your age. The book has been open. Go ahead and flip the page.
Situations where the lifestyles are make you get wild. The real brothers don't die, yo, we moan.
Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. That was my man, Tone X. That's our show for the day. GrownRadio.com.
Check us out. Grown Man Tour.
It's coming.
You better tell him.